Sinners will disappoint you. They will let you down. Sinners will break your heart. Some sinners, you know, sin embarrasses us, doesn't it? But what we got to understand and that we got to recognize is really what happened. You're living with people and that has who have fallen natures, and don't go trying to find nobody and idolize them. Just don't do it. Don't even get that started. Don't even get that started, because God gonna make sure that you don't find anybody in the world to fall in love with. And the way that that happens is because we're all sinners. Just when you think you found somebody. Just when you think you have run up on somebody, that's okay. You stick around them a little bit longer. You find out you a sinner too. I thought I had found somebody who I find you're not gonna find them. The search is over this morning. The search is, that's what I'm telling you. The search is over. Now, if you don't expect something, you can't get let down. God is not gonna let you find one human and make him out of an idol. Eventually, you'll find out that he's a... I just want to see. You keep living and look close enough. And wait long enough. I mean, God ain't going to let you... You find no able... There's only one perfect person that ever walked the planet. All the rest of us are messed up. I guess what I'm saying is we keep on trying to figure out, why did they do that? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? How did you let that happen? We come to folk like, what in the world's wrong with you? What? Now, get this. The one that hit the ceiling was a sinner too. Now, while he's arguing about a lamb, he done had a man killed. You understand what I'm saying? Verse 6, are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? I don't know if y'all with me or not, but I'm talking about the man that exploded, was jumping down this guy's throat for killing an animal. And you done killed a man. And you are expecting, there is that problem that we are intolerant with others, but there's an inability to see our own sin. I'm not just talking about everybody in the world is a sinner. I'm talking about you too. Tell you, shout mean too, amen. You see, we got our spyglasses, and we're shocked, I guess is the word, over the fact that people are not perfect. You say, well, I guess if I go to church, I'll get close to some. Now, here you are with your tore-up self trying to find some. But I'm going to go to church. I'm going to find some. Maybe there'll be some at church. And you get into church. And you know how it is. When you first get there, everybody's nice and everything seems to be fine. You begin to look around. You begin to find. You go to a few choir rehearsals and say, they sent us too. I done ran up on another sinner. Good Lord, I'm tired of these sinners. Do you see how they're acting? Do you see what he did? Do you see how they act? Do you under what? Man, people are not just—they just not men of me around, you know. It's just not. The problem is, unless I hold y'all, come on, but I don't want to. We just don't carry mirrors. We just won't carry. We won't keep our mirrors handy. Every now and then, you need to look in the mirror. I mean, it'll stop you from really going off. It'll really bring you down a notch. The Bible says that let every man, James 1:19, the half-brother of Jesus, right after the book of Hebrews, over there between Revelation, somewhere in there. Let everybody be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get mad. Now he said everybody. I want every man to do that. Everybody ought to be slow. Let before you really judge everybody, you need to be swift to hear. You got, somebody said you got 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. You ought to do more listening than talking. Amen. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is a fact that you do have two. But the fact of the matter is, I don't really buy into that a whole lot, because I thought about that. I said, logically, he just gave you a mouth. I don't know. But you need an ear on this side. I try to not be so. But the fact of the matter is that he says that we ought to be doers. You say, why are you telling me something I already know? We all sin because we're not practicing it. Because we're not practicing it. I don't know. God gave me the message. I don't know. I guess because we're really just not practicing it. He said, be doers of the word, not hearers only. In James 1:22. He said, a man that is a doer and not a hearer is like a man who beholds himself in a mirror and walks away from the mirror and forget what manner of man he saw. He said that you ought to be looking in the mirror. There's so many good folk in the world that they just upset with us. You know that? We let so many folk down. Because we are sinners. Now, I haven't gotten into what David did, and it's horrible. But David, you read in second chapter before this, and how he plotted and had the man killed and kept a straight face, tried to feed and tried to get it drunk after he had done some things. Amen. But it turns out that David could not see. Why is it that we can't see our own sins? Why is it that we're so hard on people? Why is it that we can't be quick to forgive one another and get over issues and move on? Now, I know that the Bible does teach repentance, and we do need to do that. But when soon as people repent, we need to fix it and go on and quit. Because we're living in a world of sinners. Sinners are not like Jesus. Don't be expecting your children, your spouses, your church, your nobody to be like Jesus. Why can't you just do this? Because I'm a sinner. It seems like if this happened and that happened, you would, yeah, I'm a sinner. Hello. I'm saved, but are you still a sinner? David was a sinner. He had lust in his heart, unbridled lust. And he saw that individual, and it overpowered everything else. It overpowered God. It overpowered. He had a harem full of these and I'm trying to, why is it that we want what we don't, we ain't got, and we can't take really handle what we already? I don't. And so why? He had everything. Good David, I'm talking about. I'm talking about the man after God's own. I'm talking about the man that wrote the 23rd Psalm. Wrote a whole lot of this. I'm talking about the one that wrote the Bible. He just didn't. He had a sinful nature. And that's why it's important for us to just carry around some mirrors. To keep your mirror handy. Because. But he was. Unless I hold you, I'm going to finish this next week or the week after. The truth of the matter is I'm not through with it, but the truth is that we have got to recognize that even God has made us free and he set us free. And although David was a man after God's own heart, he had unbridled passions, lusts. But the truth of the matter is, lust is not me. Lust is part of my body. When I get saved, I made my decision. My soul is saved, but I'm still living in a body. And I can't identify myself with my body because that's going to change. It just ain't changed yet. So although I'm not perfect, I can't make myself feel condemned for what my body does. Or the passions of my body. It doesn't mean I've got to let myself off the hook and just go crazy either. But the truth of the matter is that my lust is not me. It came out of my old nature that God ain't changed yet. And so the truth of the matter is that it says a lot about the power of it, and it is a reality because of what it cost David. We want to deal with that. Does God judge all sin the same? Is sin sin? You say, well, you lied, and this one did that. What difference does it make? They both sin. Is there a difference? We want to talk about that. But the truth of the matter is all sin the same. But the truth of the matter is that there is an inability for us to see what's wrong with us. If everybody looked in the mirror, worked on themselves more. Now, David should have been worried about that dead man instead of worrying about that dead animal. But he went from 0 to 60 about that animal. But he was walking around cool, calm, and collected with what he had done to Bathsheba and had her husband killed. And he had got the, he'd had no problem. He just had a straight faith. I'm talking about King David. I'm talking about the man that wrote the Bible. Part of it. We are hard on people. But we really don't have room to be hard on nobody. We really don't. Amen. Trying to locate folks' sins. Mistakes. We can recognize what somebody else, and we're always ready to straighten out others. The sad reality is that we cannot see what's wrong with us. Isn't that strange? We can see what's wrong with everybody else. But for some reason, when it comes to looking at us, when it comes to looking in the mirror, we don't have a mirror. We don't carry mirrors for us. That's for somebody else. We don't have no mirror. I don't need no mirror. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't need no mirror. Ask your neighbor, do you have a mirror? Amen. We will run folk down and don't get us to talking about somebody else's sin. Oh, Lord. We will compound what somebody's talking about, somebody else's sin. We will talk about other folks' sin. If somebody brings no, we'll talk about everybody's sin but ours. we address everybody's sin. And we the authority on it, know what should happen. Well, unless I hold you too long, the fact of the matter is, I don't have time to really finish this like I want to. But let me just get to this little point. What we need to understand is we judge others by their action, but we judge ourselves by our intentions. We always let ourselves off the hook, don't we? We judge others. They shouldn't have did it. But now when it comes to me and I sin, well, you know, I was having some rough time then. You know, they really, if it hadn't been for, and that caused me to, you know, I know we're all sinners now, but mine is, there's a reason for my sin. I got a reason why I did it. You did the same thing they did and worse, but I got a reason. I'm still. And not only that, recognize that temptation is satanically designed with consequences in mind. David here is going to grab some consequences we're going to talk about. Temptation is not just designed to tempt you, but it's got some consequences. Satan knows, if I can get this to happen, I'm going to make a whole lot of... We look at David's life, and in the very next chapter, his own son raped his daughter. And then his son turned around and killed the guy, his brother that raped him. Murder. Sin. But do you know that in the same verse, and we going on this, in the same verse, in verse 13, that God told David how his life, he says, you're going to reap what you sowed, David. What you did going to be done to you. Only you did yours secretly in verse 11. I'm going to let everybody see somebody. I wish I could talk straight in here. I'm going to let your business, your wife get seen openly out there. It's going to be visible, David. See, there are consequences, aren't there? There are going to be consequences, David. But the moment David confessed in verse 13, in the same verse, ooh, this makes me want to shout. In the same verse that David confessed, the word also. Can everybody shout also?
Also.
Shout it again.
Also.
I like that word. Say it again.
Also.
David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away thy sin. And why would nobody want to be with God? Why folk don't like God? In the very same verse, God said, you're not going to die. That's the penalty for you and Bathsheba. Supposed to be up getting stoned. But you know what, David? God just forgave you. The moment he said it, the response was, stand to your feet. I'm getting too excited. The moment he confessed, he said, God done already put away thy sin. Thou shall not. Now you done killed a man. You done broke four commandments. You done spent four commandments on one sin. What a mighty God. Ooh, if I ever wanted to do a holy dance. Couldn't you give him like another chapter of worry? One verse in the same verse. God is the only one who can judge us, and he didn't even judge David. Oh, unless I mess up Sunday school, I do it so often. It makes you wonder. The old preachers used to stomp. I see why they started stomping. Living with sinners God is a merciful, good God. He keeps on, yes, making a way. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to not be so critical. We know that David confessed his sins. Help us to realize that all we got to do is come clean. All we got to do is fess up when we mess up. And we know that forgiveness and love are waiting to wash us of all. Help us to walk in forgiveness, wholeness, and healing, not in grudge, holding unforgiveness and meanness. It's a bitter world. We're not home yet. But God knows how to live with sinners. He's holy. It seemed like he'd be so too holy to put up with us or tolerate us. But he haven't toppled from his throne in glory because he got a world full of sinners. He just down there loving them. They confessing, repenting. And because there is genuine repentance, he experienced immediate forgiveness. David didn't say, somebody made me do it. David said, I have sinned. He fessed on it. Oh Lord, help us to recognize that there is something wrong with us. There's something wrong with us. We too are sinners. Somebody needs to experience love, forgiveness, wholeness, and healing. Pray that your Holy Spirit would bring somebody to accept you first as their Lord and commit to this church if they need a church home, and commit to changing if they're going in the wrong direction, to rededicate their lives. Just tell them to ask for a clean heart. And we know that when you bring that, God will give you one. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Decisions. Decisions.
Give me a clean.
God forgives. God loves.
So I may serve.
God loves. God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, fix my heart so that I may be you.
That is without sin.
Of all these blessings.
Yeah, yeah.
Blessings, yeah. Give me a clean heart.
Hallelujah.
And I'll follow thee.
I want it.
Ooh, I'm not asking.
Yes.
For the riches,
Jesus,
of the land.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm not
thank
asking
you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
For high men to know my name.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll follow thee.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not asking
for the riches.
For the riches.
Yes.
Of the land.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not asking for the rich man to know my name.